Welcome to the Architect My Life podcast. I'm Maya Schlachter, serial entrepreneur and CEO of the MGS Global Group, where we serve architecture and design firms with project delivery, such as drafting, 3D visualization, and graphics production support. I am also the founder of Architect My Life. My goal is to help creative entrepreneurs such as architects and other design-related professionals scale their business to six or seven figures. I also show them how it's possible to do this while living a rich life outside their work, reclaiming time and energy for themselves and their families. Creatives were taught how to master their craft, but not taught how to run and grow a business. Each podcast episode features a different entrepreneur from the creative industry who shares their journey towards success. If you have a growth story that others in our community could benefit from hearing, stick around to the end of the show to see how you could be a guest in one of our future episodes. Now, let's dive into this episode.
Welcome to Architect My Life, where we interview creative entrepreneurs on their journey. I'm your host, Betty Quimby, and joining us today, we have Steph Shinaberry. And Steph is the creator of Genius Identity Code. Steph, we're so happy to have you today. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Betty. I'm excited to be here with you today.
Absolutely. Me too. I would love to hear all about the creator, you know, and your creative process with the Genius Identity Code. Can you tell me about that, please?
Absolutely. It's pretty much born out of necessity for myself. So, I took a career path that I wasn't crazy about. I became a nurse, and I wanted to be an artist, and then went back to art school, and then still couldn't figure out how to do that. So I went on to graduate school and became a nurse anesthesiologist, and just had this longing to do something different. And kind of the perfect storm came together. I found the online marketing world and I created some success. I had, I was having clients. I had created this roadmap. They were getting results, but I found myself again in like, I'm just not really like loving this. Like it's like something is still missing on like my mission and purpose. Mm-hmm. And so I just took a step back and said, hey, what is it that you really, really want to do? And so I went back. I didn't intend to come up with a framework or a process or anything. I was just really diving into what it was that I wanted to do. And so I came up with the actual framework based on your story. It's really going back through your story and finding the golden threads of like your creative gifts. And then like any like challenges you had, what your purpose is. And also bringing into it your identity, which is your values and like we do the Enneagram and that kind of stuff. And when you are finished with all of that, you actually have like your marketing message and really bringing that your values into the business that you're creating. It just feels way more aligned.
Wow, that is super helpful for people looking to architect their lives. That is amazing. Wow. And so your background was in nursing, and then what an art, like what type of art were you
into? Yeah. So I had always drawn. I still like drawing is like my go-to where I get into flow or just to escape. But I went back to art school. I'd always wanted to just be an artist and figure it out. And I went back to art school in my late 30s, I think. And I really fell in love with sculpture and printmaking. Nice. And so sculpture was like my main focus and printmaking kind of like my secondary focus. The problem is now I don't have any of like the equipment, like, you know, like I was casting bronze and I had this big printing machine at school. Wow. And so I've taken up painting and I still draw, and I actually have made a few sculptures, but it's harder when you don't have like the space and the equipment and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And if that's not the path that you're following, why would you invest in the equipment?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Maybe one day. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Wow. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
So you told me about being a nurse, then being an artist, and then having this, you know, this feeling that you needed to move in a different direction. But when did you realize that you wanted to be a business owner yourself? Like that you wanted to take control?
Yeah. So I think for like, I kind of always wanted to, and I looked at different, you know, routes and avenues and kept thinking, you know, something I could do something with my art, but it's really difficult as an artist to make, you know, a living. And I say that, but not as an, in a discouraging way. You really just have to like figure out your, like how you're going to do it. I mean, I think it's possible, especially now with the online space. It's actually something that I've thought about doing is helping other artists do it. I kind of fell into this by mistake. Like I had a friend that was in network marketing that was, hey, try the CBD oil. And so it went down that route. And I started, like, I believed in the product so much that I'm like, I don't want to go to hotel meetings and do all these things that network marketers do. So I'm like, there's got to be a way to do this online. And that took me into marketing, which I absolutely fell in love with. Started doing affiliate marketing and just kept getting better at marketing and teaching people how to like market themselves and their products. And then that's kind of like where my coaching was born out of that. And now I really help people like find their unique space in the marketplace. So that's really what the Genius Identity Code actually helps them identify, kind of like in alignment, is like, what is my unique genius? What's my purpose, and how can I market me? And then whatever expertise they have, we create a roadmap for them to show their clients how to get from, like, you know, their current state of where they are and they don't want to be to the state that they want to be through a roadmap. So it's signature system, basically.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Jessica Zellwig?
Jessica Zellwig. No, I don't believe I have.
I recently got turned on to a book by her, and she does something similar where she comes up with like your brand, like something like that. So I just went through the book. I got about halfway through, and then it was like got real difficult for me to like align everything. But everything you're saying is kind of similar to that, which is very helpful. So
that's good. Good.
Yes. Excellent. Okay, cool. So, so through this process of you being a business owner, what have you found to be your biggest obstacle or obstacles in either starting or growing a business right now?
Yeah. Great question. I think starting is back to what is it that I really want to do? You know, I tried all kinds of like things and like, oh, is this it? Is that it? So I think that just getting started is like really being clear on what it is that you want to do, but then you have to match that up with the need in the market, right? So doing like the market research and getting like what it is that you want to bring to market in front of the right people and making sure that you can communicate that language. So that's where like all your marketing research goes in. Okay. So I really feel like this is, once you know that you have something that you can help people with, I feel like the difficult thing is the marketing. So getting your message dialed in to where they can understand it. Like that, you know, is it like the problem that they have, how they articulate it? And then the result that you're bringing to be able to articulate what you're doing for them in the language that they can understand, then that's how you're going to get your leads and get people on sales calls and that kind of stuff is this communication piece. You know, and people want to be, they want to know that they're seen and heard. Yeah. And like, if you're talking in a different language, then they're not, but if you can speak their language, and they're going to go, oh my God, she's in my thoughts. Like she's reading my mind. Like, and so then you're going to have this connection. They're going to be willing to, you know, follow you and trust you and the know, like, and trust factor, all of that.
Yeah.
Where that you can start making those connections.
You're like a translator. You're
kind of, you like, yeah, you kind of are like a translator.
Yeah. That's very cool. Okay. So that's a challenge or obstacle. Through this, it sounds like you're kind of a self-starter, but I'm going to ask if you had a mentor that maybe you looked up to that helped you through this process, or was it independent?
Oh yeah, this is definitely a great question. So yeah, definitely I am a self-starter, self-motivated, but I there's so much information out there that, I mean, I did all like the YouTube, the like all the different things that you can do for free, and you can get, you can actually get a lot of information. Actually, you can probably get all the information online. So if you can get all of that information online, then why do you need to hire a coach or a course or anything? Because it's not really about the information. It's the strategy. Yeah, you need the strategy, but the rest of it's like a lot of head trash of like, what's the limiting belief that's actually keeping you from showing up and doing this?
Right.
But yeah, I've been very fortunate to have had some amazing mentors, and I got a coach pretty early on. I made some mistakes of like just thinking I needed all the things, like shiny object syndrome. Oh, I need this course and I need that course. And really you just need like one strategy, one really clear message in front of one audience, and to do it that way.
Okay. So basically you read all you can on YouTube, but then you had one person that really honed it all in.
Yeah, I've actually had multiple coaches, and I'll probably always have a coach, just because like I feel like we never stop growing. And I feel like if you want to get results quicker, then you need to have like a coach. And whatever, if it's business, it's business. If it's, you know, mindset, which I think we all probably need some kind of mindset coach at one time or another.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I've had a story coach. I mean, I've had whatever it is that you need. If you want the way I hire coaches is I look at people that have the results that I want, and then I talk to them.
You talk to them, and then how do you get there? Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. Okay. So how many years has this business been going, or have you been independently working?
Yeah. So I started online, I guess it's been a little over 3 years ago.
Okay.
And, but I really didn't start making, I mean, like I had some success in network marketing, and pretty much figured out right away, it's like, this isn't my thing. I don't want to sell other people's, like, I don't want to sell products and, you know, like really products is really what it was. Then I really love the affiliate marketing model. Like you find something that you love that you want to share with people and you share it with them, and you're not really, I don't know. It just feels different to me, because mostly I think what I've done is probably been some kind of software. I see that this software can help you do what you're trying to do, and you can do it that way. Again, though, I just wasn't passionate about it, you know? And so, that's when like just figuring all this out and like, how do I really want to help people? Well, I want to help people to reach their highest potential and to have financial freedom. And so it just kind of all gelled together to creating a pathway for people to do that. So it's been probably a year and a half ago, you know, starting to do my own programs.
Okay. So a year and a half ago, then how has COVID affected your business, if at all?
Yeah, not really, except for, I mean, I think there, you know, like probably last year, there's probably some scares of like, do I want to spend any money with all that's going on? But not really, because all of my business has been online from the start. I was never brick and mortar or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So if anything, there's more people coming online to figure out how to do this. And so there's more opportunity.
Yeah, that's my next question, was what was the unexpected positive outcome, so that you're getting more traffic because people are confined in their home and Zoom meetings?
Yeah, I think a couple of things. I think at first it was just like, oh my gosh, I'm afraid to go to work, or I've lost my job or whatever. So what can I do? How can I do online? How can I, you know, share my skills online. Mm-hmm. And the second part of that is now that they've been online or home working from home, it's like, I don't want to go back to work. So now how can I figure out how to stay online? So I think, you know, there's been a few things that have come out of that, out of the whole like pandemic thing. I think we're pretty much getting back to normal, but I think a lot of people are still seeing there's a lot of opportunity to market yourself online.
Absolutely. And speaking of marketing online, and you have a very vivacious personality, I'm wondering what kind of personality traits do you think business owners need to have to be successful?
Yeah. So I don't know. I think it's not so much. Well, it might be personality traits. I don't think it matters if you show up like you're real bubbly or what, because everybody's going to have a different personality. And, you know, there's tons of people with like all kinds of personalities out there that are super successful. Right. So I think it has more to do with, again, back to the clarity in your marketing, but there is this piece of like being able to show up and, being willing to be vulnerable and tell about your struggles and just being able to put yourself out there. I think what holds people back are the mindset pieces, the imposter syndrome, or, you know, what are people going to think of me? Or what if I don't know what to say? What if I go live and I don't know what to say? Yeah. All of those things are probably going to happen to you when you're starting out. They did to me. My first live I have, it's like so horrible. It's like, oh my gosh, I can't even believe it. But I've left it up because I'm like, okay, this is what you can look at 3, 5, 10 years down the line when you're speaking to tens of thousands of people on stages. So that's kind of like, it's just a journey and it's a process, and we're not ever going to get over our fears by sitting back waiting to get over our fears, right? It's like, right, you just got to jump and find your way.
Fear of failure is a huge one. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Oh, goodness. I was wondering, through all this, you've talked about marketing, you've talked about the art piece, the creative, the structuring, you know, helping other people in their lives. Do you have a niche like within that? Is that your niche?
Yeah. So I work with coaches that are making some money online, but they're trying to break through six figures. So they have worked with clients. They do have results of some kind. They might not have like a signature system or signature process. They're not quite standing out. They haven't created their own unique thing in the world, and they want to stand out. And so it's a little bit of branding in that sense of like, how can we help you stand out? But a lot of it is really, you know, just dialing in your message and what it is that you are creating and bringing to the world. But yeah, I work with coaches that are in that area.
So it's almost like you're sculpting this blob into the clear picture.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's so funny that you mentioned that, because I was just writing today. I was writing some content about Michelangelo's creation of David. Are you familiar with the sculpture?
Vaguely. I'm sure.
So I don't know if you remember back, it's a biblical story about David and Goliath.
Yes,
and
I do remember. Yeah. That.
Okay. So the story is, he was commissioned to do this piece of art, and he carved David, the statue, out of one solid block of marble. And, this piece of marble had been tossed aside by two different artists. Like, they had started something and they're like, nah, I don't see it in here or whatever. But David took this piece of marble, and he was talking about how he's like, I could see the piece inside the block, and I just chiseled away to get, you know, the pieces that weren't supposed to be there to reveal the piece in there. And I kind of feel like that's what we're doing. We're all human works of in progress. Yes. It's really, we are born perfect and with everything we need. And then we go through life and we make up these stories about all the things that we have. And then we have all these attachments to these stories. And really, when you kind of like feel like you're like the butterfly now trying to get out of the cocoon. It's like shedding these stories and like, it's just a one by one thing, like knocking a little bit off at a time.
That is cool. I love that you shared that story. That's so funny. So that was Michelangelo's, maybe one of his dream projects. What is one of your dream projects? Do you have a specific person you want to work with? Or
actually, you know, I have a couple. I have, for the vision for my business is really to help, female coaches create, their own path in the world where they can, really stand out in their visibility, in their true power, creating freedom in their business, mm-hmm. but also impacting, tens of thousands of people. And my side dream, I guess, is to have a platform mm-hmm. where we can tackle the education system so that, people are taught how to think and overcome these limiting beliefs and what's actually possible with their lives at a much younger age, so that we don't go through life with these ceilings of thinking, this is all there is, but I want to be, I know there's another way, but I don't know how. I was talking to someone today when I went back to art school, even though I wasn't able to like escape my nursing job at the time, it really opened me up to a lot of possibility and my talents as a creative problem solver. And the thing is, that's not a gift that just I have. We all have it. It's just believing that we do.
Yes. Oh, I love that. And I work in the education field. So you talking about that, I completely agree. I'm a teacher. So I agree. And I tend to teach kids that thing, like think for yourself. And I do it naturally, but that's great.
That's awesome.
I love it. Okay. So we're running out of time here, but I did, before we go, I do want to know where you see yourself and your business 3 years from now.
Yeah, absolutely. So I hope to have more automation in my business. And I see myself as like starting a movement around really being able to use your creativity and your unique genius to make a huge impact on the world. And I see it as a 7-figure movement.
Oh my gosh. And it's so helpful because it's like a trickle. It's like the butterfly effect. It's like everything, it just keeps happening and happening. And it'll affect so many people in a positive way.
That's right.
Wow.
That's amazing. That's the plan. Yeah.
That is so great. Well, you are so interesting. And
I
love talking to you. Would you please tell our audience where they can find you on social media?
Absolutely. So I'm on Facebook. I'm just trying to expand to Instagram and LinkedIn. But if you want to contact me, and I would love to hear your stories or just say hi, it's Steph, STEPH, and it's Shinaberry, Steph Shinaberry with one R. On Facebook or at my website, stephshinaberry.com. And you can schedule a meeting or you can email me, or just say hi in Messenger on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Steph. It was wonderful to meet you.
You're welcome. It's wonderful to meet you too.
Thank you for listening to the Architect My Life podcast. We'd love to hear from you on social media using the hashtag Architect My Life podcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at @Aya_Architect My Life. That's Aya, A-Y-A, _Architect My Life. And for women firm owners, I invite you to join the Architect My Life private Facebook group. If you haven't already, we'd appreciate it if you'd subscribe to the show, as well as rate or review us wherever you access podcasts. And if you think you have something to add to the conversation through your success running a business, we invite you to apply to be a guest in one of our upcoming episodes. Visit architectmylife.com/podcast to learn more. Maybe you're not in a position to share your success story yet. That's okay. Take your business to the next level with our coaching and online courses. Get everything you need at architectmylife.com. Remember, there is a way to manage it all so you can achieve more. I'm Aya Schlachter. Thanks again for listening.